the people, the troupe, they danced to that, didn't they?
Yeah, oh, sure.
I remember it, but I was so fascinated, not only by the music, but by the dancing, by the lights, and by the effects that your clarinetist, Bill Smith, he's so fabulous with the
The echo,
and yeah, all
and
the things.
Digital delay. And
well, you're into all that. You've got.
He is.
But you're, willy nilly, you're in it too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you play? Wasn't there some part that you've got synthesizers and
yeah,
stuff happening?
Yeah, I'll tell you, that was my son, Darius, was doing the synthesizer. I was on good old acoustic piano. I stick pretty close to home, Mary. I'm not that far out.
Oh yes, you are. Boy, some of that music. I was really thrilled because when I think, you know, you've been in this business quite a few years, and it's so great to hear somebody keep growing and going on and doing new things and trying different things and not just getting in a rut and playing the same old tunes. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Well, you know, this show is an hour, Dave, and it's. Talk about a moment worth years. This has been an hour worth millions to me just to have you come down here and do the show. It's such a kick, not only hearing you play, getting to play with you and hear about you, new things happening, and I wish you luck with all the new music that's coming out of you constantly. It's just wonderful.
Well, I'm always wrapped up in what I'm doing next, and the next piece is going to be my eighth piece for religious service, but I think it's going to work the jazz in better and as more of a surprise than any of the other pieces. And you know the part in the Bible where they're speaking in tongues in the Pentecost? That's where the improvisation is going to come, as kind of a wild outness with.
My goodness, that is wild.
I hope it works.
Maybe we can speak in tongues and play take five.
Okay.